This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You gotta serve somebody. Everybody does.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
At the end of the day, it's who you serve is who you are.
You have to serve somebody.
Well, I want to serve real human potential, and I want an open, true, transparent society based on the animating contest of liberty, not these fraudulent globalist systems. We're taking calls for two more segments, and Matt Brackett's loaded for bear. Ton of critical info coming up. And, you know, I never got to China and Google. You know, what Google's done is so bad, and perjuring themselves to Congress and all of it, and now admitting all the censorship and saying it's good, doing a 180. Oh, we can't cover it up. Let's just hide it in plain view. I couldn't imagine coming to this country like Sundar and making $5 billion or his bosses that have made hundreds of billions off this country. And then DARPA gave them all this, and then they give it to China and piss all over the country. But see, they're scared of China, and they're enamored with it, so they're going along with it, but that's coming up. Nancy in Texas, she's got comments on Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. Go ahead.
There, and I'm from El Paso. I don't live there now, but my family, most of my family is still out there, and where do I start? I called in into their campaign headquarters the other day, and I just wanted to see what they'd say. And I told a lady, I said, "Look, I'm from El Paso. I know El Paso politics." And I said, "How in the world did he get $30 million?" I said, "I read that it came from George Soros, which I think is probably about 100% correct." Oh no. It came from little $25 and little donations.
Well, let me stop you because this is so key. He says El Paso is the safest place in the country. It's one of the most dangerous. That's admitted. Nothing against El Paso. It's right on the border. And, I mean, as you said, and Ted Cruz pointed that out. But yes, he raised $36 million the last month. He's raised way more than that last year. It's like presidential level, and it turned out it's all big foundation money, Soros, Democratic Party. Yeah, he said it's all little old ladies. Again, the guy is a liar.
Like, she was a nice lady, and I was nice to her, but I didn't let her get away with anything. And I said, come on now. I'm from El Paso. You got to be kidding me. You know, and, it's just little donations. And I said, let me tell you what Beto does not know. I said, he really ripped his doors when he said, this was just cracking me up, that Mexicans are still picking cotton. No, my family, I'm a family of farmers. My dad and my uncles were all farmers out east of El Paso. They've had cotton pickers for more than 50 years. Since the early 60s, they've had cotton pickers. So it's like, got him on that one. What else have you got, you know? And she says, well, he's such a joke. And
well, what about him saying his mother's a Republican? First they got the numbers that she was voting Democrat in 2000. Now it's coming out that she volunteered for the Democrats in the 70s. So everything about him is a fraud.
Is a fraud, yeah. He's a total fraud. No surprise. El Paso politics are kind of inbred. You know, it's kind of goofy and people just kind of go along. And I'm told the lithium and the water supply, we've always heard that one. They just kind of go along. But, you know, the manufacturing, I taught in the schools. I quit because I could see where the schools were headed and I didn't want to grow to hate it because I really did enjoy teaching. But I went into manufacturing. Well, manufacturing base in El Paso has almost disappeared. Now they say in the figures, oh, well, this company's there, this company's there. Let me tell you, I worked for a customs broker. We saw it literally in minutes, you know, leave after NAFTA was signed. So now what they have are all the companies that are still out there, all they do is minor finish work. before they send it off.
No, I understand. They claim it's manufactured here to get the manufacturing credit, but it's really made in Mexico or shipped in from China to Mexico. Great points. Hey, vote Ted Cruz. God bless you, Nancy. Good to hear from a great Texan.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Given our history, you know, it's a more weighty topic. Our intent was, the reason we did the internal project was to completely, it's been many years, we've been out of the market. It's a wonderful, innovative market. We wanted to learn what it would look like if Google were in China. So that's what we built internally. You know, if Google were to operate in China, what would it look like? Mm-hmm. You know, what queries will we be able to serve? It turns out we'll be able to serve well over 99% of the queries. Mm-hmm. And there are many, many areas where we would provide information better than what's available.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down our country, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Play this South Park piece one more time. Elizabeth Warren gets a great idea. We're going to a few more of your phone calls here. Google has come out, their CEO, and said Chinese censorship's great. We're building a censorship engine. They denied it to Congress. Now they admit it because they got caught. But here's the latest South Park piece.
Hey, you. That's right, you. Wouldn't you like to know the story of you? What makes you, you? DNA and Me is a genetic service that can help you find out exactly who your ancestors were. You might be surprised.
I thought I was just a standard white guy, but DNA and Me showed that I'm actually 4.2% Cherokee Indian.
Turns out I'm not totally white. I'm also part Northern Asian and even some Kurdish. I'm a victim of oppression.
I used to get in trouble for always using the N-word. But with DNA and Me, I found out that I'm 2.1% black.
Morning, Steve.
Stop. The test is easy. Simply swab the inside of your mouth and send it into our labs.
People made fun of me for being French. DNA and Me showed I was 8% Navajo. Nobody's making fun of me now or my people who are victims.
I'm 13% victim.
I'm 21% victim.
Order now and find out if your friends should be more sympathetic towards you. DNA and Me. Are you in?
Hell f***ing yes, I'm in.
She calls it a victory. She's one of the whitest people in America, and the average American has way more Native American blood than she does. It's just incredible. Total, complete fraud, but it just shows how stupid they think we are. But even Politico admits it blew up in her stinking face. Now let's talk to Joseph in New Mexico, worried about 1984 censorship, false flag. Yeah, I'm worried about false flags. They just busted this leftist that wanted to blow up a 200-pound bomb on election day to stop the election because he thought the Republicans were going to stop the election. So, yeah, I think we're in false flag territory 20 days out. What do you think, Joseph?
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I believe you are correct. First off, I want to thank your whole staff, everything you guys do. I encourage all your folks to buy the supplements. I have many of my family members and other people buying them.
Thank you.
Aside from that, George Orwell said in his book, he said, power is in tearing human minds to pieces and then putting them together again in their new choosing. And as you can see, the freedom that is that we used to have, it's being torn and swept right under us. He said the stranglehold that was on the American people is, I say the stranglehold that is on the American people is being loosened every day. What's happening, Alex, is prophetic. The oligarchs, they see this and they're like cornered rats. I believe an EMP or maybe even a mini nuke, as we know the nukes were missing back, you know, back a couple years back. What do you think that they might pull this off before the midterms?
That's a great question. Let's bring Matt Bracken in now. That's a great question. Thank you, Joseph. What do you think, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher? You predicted a lot of what's already happened so far. I think they have Antifa block roads, try to get run over, maybe blow something up, blame it on right-wingers, maybe shoot something up, blame right-wingers. Like you said, shoot into a sports stadium. You see them saying Trump's going to get the media killed, I'm going to get the media killed, and lying and saying we're calling for media to be killed. I think that's the strongest indication they're pre-programming for that.
I think that the most effective off that you don't need a suicidal guy at this point would be, you know, I hesitate to, you know, give anybody ideas, but just shooting up a line of people going into a polling station in a couple of places early in the morning would cause enough of a panic, be blown up in the media sky high. You know, right-wing literature would be left at the scene of where the shell casings are located. Then there would be a call to halt the elections. And then at the end of the day, the elections would be
called.
Well,
that's
called,
right. They'll say voter intimidation. Someone shot up an early polling place. We cannot put up with this. We need an investigation. Halt the election. Exactly.
And as a result of the shooting, then the election results would be called suppressed. They would say, well, all around the country in all 50 states, you know, oppressed minorities were afraid to go to the polling stations. Therefore, the results are invalid.
And then that creates the outrage mob for a new election, which they dreamed about in the wargaming in Atlantic Monthly for the removal of the president having new elections. You're on target because their plan is to stage a civil emergency and have new elections.
Yeah, and something I just wanted to sneak in. The last guy mentioned old missing nukes. And, you know, wherever we can, we want to put people's fears aside. People don't generally recognize this, but nukes have a shelf life. The stuff is so corrosive that even the titanium and stainless steel parts around it turn into Swiss cheese. And every, on a schedule, they have to be rebuilt. So, you know,
the shelf life, what, 10 years for?
Yeah, at most, and to have any kind of reliability. So while the core might be intact, and if you had suicidal guys that could put together.
Yeah,
like
the fuel's still there, but that's only be a dirty bomb.
Or it could be created, it could be put into an old artillery shell. Hiroshima-type bomb, which would still be very devastating.
That's firing a plutonium bullet into a uranium shell?
Well, or just two subcritical masses shot together. It wouldn't be as efficient as a modern, you know, spherical bomb. But, you know, Hiroshima, it worked. You know, it wouldn't be as efficient, but it would work. The key is that we have people that can detect these chunks of nuclear.
I was about to say, they've got satellites and helicopters that pick it right up.
That's right. So it's not easy to move around. And the knuckleheads that we're up against, I'd say, you know, it's a million times more likely that somebody would shoot up a polling place, leave right-wing literature, and, you know, cast a pall over the legitimacy of the election. That's the way it would happen. And then there's the old standby that you see in places like Baltimore, Chicago, Philadelphia, where, you know, it's by some miraculous process, certain precincts turn in 100% or over 100% voting of the voters. And what they've always done, you know, this is strictly anecdotal. I was never in these rooms, but I've been hearing it all my life, starting back in, you know, Baltimore, also in Philly, that if you have a poll watcher who's part of the team, So you designate somebody to be a quote-unquote Republican poll watcher. But they're just a stooge.
Sure, no, it happened last election. You've got these places that go 120% Democrat. It's not just like registered voters were 100%, which is impossible. It'll be 120 for Hillary. So they have these key places, they really stuff them.
Right, they wait till the polls close, and then they look at the registration list and see who didn't show up. Everybody who's on the list.
And that's why it's so dangerous if you're on the rolls not to vote. You just hit the key. Folks, if you're a registered voter, you better vote or the Democrats are going to vote in your name.
Right, exactly. That's how it works.
Look, man, I appreciate you taking over today. I swore to go to these calls. We're going to take a few more with Kim in Arkansas, and then I'm going to let you take over the last 30 minutes. But co-host with me here, and believe me, folks, I promise to get your calls. We're doing them. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. Get his great books, so classified and so wild it can only be put in fiction, at EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. I'm Alex Jones again with Infowars.com, and we're not playing games. They want us shut down because we have the experts on. We have the thinkers on who have been proven right over and over again. Not just me. It's the other guests. We know what we're talking about.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, CNN's running a big psyop, and others now, they're saying Beto's going to lose. Because last time they said Hillary was going to win, it embarrassed them with their fake polls. But they put so many people out there to buy votes, to have dead people vote, the names of dead people, that they want you to think it's a shoe-in. Don't listen to that. Get out there and vote for Ted Cruz. It's so important. Whatever CNN says, it's the opposite. They're not creative. They invert reality. We're taking a few final calls here and then let Matt Bracken take over. But, Matt, what keeps you asleep at night? We're 20 days out. We are winning. The nationalist candidates are either winning in primaries or winning from Brazil to Europe. Merkel, they've had, like, what, 15 elections, and she's lost every one, so she's about to be out. Again, folks, they're parliamentary, so it takes a lot longer when somebody's a dominant party. Everything they're doing is turning to crap, but I don't want to be that guy that is like Hillary and gets too confident. I want to be now, right when we're getting the big, you ever had like a huge fish, you're getting the boat. One time we caught this big tuna that we were able to sell for like $5,000 out in the Gulf of Mexico. We did get it in and sell it and made our money back and everything from the big trip. The whole trip was paid for with it, you know, the hotel, everything. We're out there fishing for 5 days. But it's like you don't want to count a fish till it's in the boat and gaffed and into the ice. So what are you worried about is this big-ass fish of American restoration gets right up to the boat. What do we do? How do we lose this?
Well, you have to factor in probably a 5% margin for cheating by the other side. So you can't say we're going to win by 1%. If you think you're going to get it over the line with 1%, it's not going to work. They'll do a recount. They'll find suitcases floating in the bay full of uncounted ballots. So, you know, you've got to actually just head stomp them, skull
stomp
them.
Exactly. And they showed they're crazed. They'll do anything now.
Yeah, and their tricks haven't worked. They've rolled out one October surprise after another, and they've all blown up in their faces like trick cigars. And Kavanaugh was a trick cigar blew up. Warren with the Indian thing blew up. Beto O'Rourke, he thinks he can control the narrative, and it doesn't work anymore. This is one of the beauties of Trump, is that he's shown how to counterattack and counterpunch these guys to not just be wimps like Romney. I mean, even Lindsey Graham has turned from a wimp into a warrior. You know, and this is because of Trump's leadership in showing, you know, okay, sometimes I throw a
wild
punch.
Yeah, that's the Mark Twain quote. The patriot is scarce in the beginning.
Right, and so now, you know, courage is infectious, excuse me. But my fear is that the Democrats, seeing their power slipping away, their Supreme Court Politburo is no longer under their control. If they are looking at a lost election, even in the lead up to the election, they might do something to disrupt it, like a false flag attack, or afterwards they'll come up with all kind of ways of.
No, I agree, but I don't think, Matt, it's a question of if. If they think they can pull it off, but they know they're being watched, that's why they're badly coordinated now. If they think they can get away with it, they're going to pull it.
And these guys that are willing to go out on the street in Portland and in New York and other places. When they see that they're no longer just ruling the street, that the Proud Boys show up and you know, stomp them down, they're going to take it to the next level. They're not going to go back home.
No,
and just,
I agree. You got like 15 guys in skinny jeans throwing bottles at Proud Boys. Five Proud Boys stomp them in the ground. The police charge them. They come to their event to wait for them. They get their ass kicked, and the police charge them.
Right, but the Antifa types are going to go weather underground. And you know, just like the SDS, when that wasn't working.
No, I agree. They're going to bomb the Proud Boys. They're not going to fight them. They're going to bomb them.
They're going to take it to the next level. Right. And they'll probably use rifles to blame on the right. That'll be the easiest trick to use. But we'll have to see.
Can you believe the NYPD is going to charge the Proud Boys when they admit they came to the place they were speaking, they attacked them first? So now if you kick an assailant's ass, you're to blame.
You have to figure this is always going to happen. I saw a video coming out of England where at a rally, the police, with the bearded police in some kind of like auxiliary uniform, looked like, Al-Qaeda. And people are questioning him, are you an Islamist? So don't ever figure that the police are going to be on the side of freedom. The police are on the side of the bureaucracy, the elites, and getting their pension and their paycheck. So, yeah, don't look for help from the police. If any help comes from the police, it'll be off duty with either a tip given to our side. But, at a demonstration, consider the police part of Antifa, because the mayor will order them to either stand down
if it's
or
a blue
attack
city,
the freedom side.
We have the Soros documents, and it sounds like I'm interrupting you. Sky's breaking up, but it's still pretty good. Let's go to Kim in Arkansas. You're on the air talking about violence of the left. Go ahead. Perfect topic.
Yes, I just wanted to make a couple comments on the violence of the left and the voter fraud that you're speaking about. I believe that, something very, like the first caller from Texas is very evil present, clear and present danger, and very nefarious people that are willing to, do anything, to go to any length. And I feel like that, it's kind of like necrophilia to me when they're using dead people as a vote. And if that's what we're, battling, and that's what our opponent is, it does take, to counterthink that and be prepared.
But the good news is they got busted with thousands of fake votes, and now they've been indicted. So that's a strong, Matt, that's what's exciting, though. We're watching now, aren't we, Matt?
Yeah, and it's really important if you're, somebody who really wants to do something, who's got guts, that's not just a keyboard commando.
Infiltrate
volunteer
the left.
Volunteer to be a poll watcher. This is like throwing, holy water on the devil when a real Republican shows up to be a poll watcher and not a sellout stooge, false Republican. If there's a real poll watcher there until the, ballots all go in the box and get put in a van, and driven away by state officials, then they can't do that. They can't, stop the boxes at the end. And it's not just the dead people. It's anybody that didn't show up will be voting, after the poll closes. So having poll watchers in every Democrat precinct is really critical, really important.
And listen, we're not going to vote illegally. We're not going to do that. But go get your neighbors, your friends that have been on the voting rolls that haven't voted, or go get grandma out of the nursing home and say, hey, do you like Ted Cruz or Beto? And then take grandma down to vote. That is so critical, Matt.
But if you want to be a real superhero in the election world, think about how you could stop 500 or 1,000 false ballots from being cast. That's really the superhero cape right there. Volunteer to be a precinct watcher in a Democrat precinct, a poll watcher. Be a registered Republican.
And then if some homeless dude comes in and you say, "What's your name?" He goes, "My name's David." Well, it says you're Bill Sanchez here. Oh, they just gave me that. But exactly. Just questioning it, if it doesn't match up, beats it. They just count on us rolling over.
Right. And when the vans roll in that are going from precinct to precinct, you'll be there to say, "No way. This isn't flying here." They're going to have to get back in the van and try somewhere else.
I'm just co-host with Matt Bragging, because I said I'll take three more calls and let him take over. But he's making some great points. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. It is tomorrow's news today. We're not just saying that. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. And remember, we are the most demonized. We are the most banned for a reason. Our guests, our callers, our information. It is kryptonite to these devils. We have the answer. We've already beaten the enemy. And so we need your support. God bless you all.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
My good buddy Shane Steinert sent me this piece here. You've got a 1 to the 10, 24th, basically, a percentage of 1% Native American, but this is that percentage of Navy SEAL. There you go. We got the real Navy SEAL here with us on air right now. Everything they do turns to crap, Matt Bracken, because they think it's the old days of 20 years ago or even 10 years ago where they could lie and say something outrageous and we would buy it. But now Trump says you're not a Native American. And then it's a 10th generation, maybe, and they're not even sure. And like, the average person has way more than she does. People are like, no, you're a fraud. And then Pocahontas' direct descendants come out and say you're full of crap, Warren. And then the Cherokee that she says she's part of come out against her. And it's just all the real Native Americans say, this is ridiculous. And again, it just shows what frauds they are. It's like Beta, I'm sorry, I messed his name up, Peto O'Rourke. is it Bevo O'Rourke, whatever his name is, he comes out and says, my mom's been a Republican her whole life, and then it turns back decades and decades, she's a Democrat. It's like, don't they know the lying doesn't work anymore, Matt?
Yeah, I think his real name is Francis.
Yeah, Francis
O'Rourke. And he's trying to be a fake Hispanic. So he's trying to appropriate, you know, being a fake Hispanic, giving himself like a little bit of Hispanic flair to go against Ted Cruz. But, you know, this has been falling apart for the left. At least a great example is the whole Dan Rather memo gate thing. That would have absolutely worked 10 years before it happened. It would have been unquestioned. The mainstream media would have produced that memo, that Dan Rather National Guard memo, and it would have been gospel. That kind of thing worked for Walter Cronkite right through the 90s. And when social media came along, suddenly there were these armies of online fact checkers and experts that could combine their little bits of information, like about the proportional spacing and the not lack of Times New Roman back on that type of a typewriter that would have been used. So that led to the end of Dan Rather. And ever since then, their tricks have been failing more and more often. Now all their tricks are failing.
Because once people have a voice,
we can not only.
Once people have a voice, and yeah. once they know they're being conned, they start looking.
And not only that, but we can now use Alinsky tactics against them right inside the news cycle, because we can make a mockery meme of the 1024th. There are terrific ones all over the place. NPCs, the 1024th. And so in the same time cycle that they thought that they were going to pull an October surprise, it boomerangs back on them 10 times over. And so this is leading to very great frustration
on their side. And that's what they're so mad
about,
is that we can question them in real time, and they don't control the narrative.
And they always assumed that they would. And remember, their power base, for example, is in academia, where they absolutely control the faculty lounge. You know, the politically correct witches and warlocks, they control the faculty lounge 100%. Then they come out into the real world, and they get, you know, slapped right in the face. And they don't like it at all. You know, these guys are basically Bolsheviks. If they could, they would load us into boxcars, you know, and send us to re-education camps, you know, at best.
And by the way, but it's not Larry Gothwell telling us that 30 years ago now. They're all over the news saying they want to kill us. They want to enslave us. They want to take us over. I mean, I really think they're extincting themselves. If we can win this election in 2020, bring back the republic, fix things, I think we've turned the corner on communism and globalism. Here's the problem. Then we face AI. Then we face population. Then we face, we got enough problems. I'm not saying there's some utopia over the next hill, but my God, man, I think we're so damn close. If people fully break with the conditioning and the peer pressure and the bullying, I think we can save humanity.
Politically, yes, I think so. That we're seeing the pushback in Europe as well as with Trump in USA. However, there are things that are beyond any president's control. We could be going into a global economic recession that puts so much stress on societies that it leads to, you know, people so out of work and so
over. And Soros knows that's happening, so they're trying to blast the migrant corridors already into Europe and the U.S. to use that crisis for total domination. And I was going to start the show with that today, but I didn't. I got into NPCs instead. And that was the question. If they're able to plunge the economy, which they're trying to do, which is insane, or if it just happens on its own, then what does Trump face?
Right, because the media will blame him 100% for any economic problems. But I think that socially, the right and the middle class of America is stronger and more confident than it's been in decades. So I think there's a certain amount of resilience that we wouldn't, you know, immediately go to blaming Trump. Of course, the left-wing media will. But I think that Americans would understand that there are global consequences. There are global downturns.
No, I agree. I think if they are able to plunge the economy with Bill Maher saying, let's have a depression to teach these Trump people and all this stuff happening, I think it'll blow up in their face. People are going to get really pissed.
Yeah, and I think that the timing of the left tricks that they're trying to use, like this caravan, is probably going to result in a few more percentage points for our side in this election. Flooding the zone with helpless refugees from Guatemala, when it, obviously it's left wingers paid by Soros that are funding the, and instigating the entire thing, I think it works to our benefit. Their tricks aren't working. All their tricks are boomeranging. And I think that they're giving up on the midterms. And
no, I agree. I agree. And they're going to pull something big probably after then. But who knows? Let's see. Who's up next here? Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in West Virginia, and then we'll go to Chris and others. Ryan, you're worried about what's the? I want to ask Matt this too. This thing about Mattis, he's a Democrat. Is that disinfo? Well, what do you think that is, Ryan?
I just wanted to get the name out. If Trump is going to get rid of Mattis, he should. There's this general from the Marine Corps. He's a Paul Van Ripper. He's retired, and he's the most badass general that we've had in a long time, and if they could get him in, that'd be great. Because Mattis, I lost all respect for him once he decided to go against Trump on the whole transgender, because I was a combat medic, and mentally ill people should not be in the military.
Like, oh, I mean, Hungary's banning it. Yeah. It's meant to destroy society. Absolutely. What do you make of Trump saying Mattis may be gone soon? He's basically a Democrat.
I hope he is, and I hope he puts someone in better, but Mattis wasn't terrible. It's just, he's definitely
left. No, I hear you. I appreciate your call, Ryan. Thanks for holding. What do you think's going on, Matt Bragan?
Well, I agree that it's been a show of weakness by the generals on the things like, you know, the transgenders in the military. That's just practically designed to destroy unit cohesion and discipline.
Well, they're bringing in the robot takeover of the military. It's designed to spike the military.
But on the other hand, you know, Mattis absolutely annihilated 400 Russian mercenaries, the group Wagner in Syria. And that put people on notice that, you know, there are lines that we can bring the hammer down from heaven and we'll do it.
So I'm asking you, what do you think then? Is it some disinfo? Because Trump doesn't really do that a lot. He doesn't. He just plays them straight. Why would he say, Mattis may be gone soon? He's basically a Democrat.
Well, I think that what Trump has been saying is that he doesn't really feel that he's getting complete loyalty from all of his team. Remember, when he came in, he was a political novice, and he took a lot of suggestions, like Rod Rosenstein. Oh, yeah, there's the perfect guy. And Rod Rosenstein behind Sessions was a complete setup. You know, that might as well have been putting Mueller and Rosenstein and Comey completely in charge. So now that he's going to be stronger after the midterms, I think he'll be stronger if we win. Then he's going to be able to move.
No, I agree. Trump's stronger than ever. We're going to come back, final segment, get your final points, and take a few more calls straight ahead with Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. And then Owen Schroyer and others are loaded for bear with the War Room. And then 8 to 10 p.m. every night, we now do coverage of the election the next 20 nights, and then right through the week after the election, and then I'm going to announce a new show, 7 to midnight. I'm not even sure who's going to do it yet. Maybe it's me, Matt Bracken. We got to talk to him. Because I'm so busy, I'm like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. We're going to line up a big roundtable show every night. It's going to be hotter than the pistol, 7 to 10 p.m. Central. That's coming up. But tonight, 8 o'clock Central, election coverage. When YouTube was down last night with Peto O'Rourke, Beta O'Rourke and Cruz, InfoWars was still up. Tonight, 8 o'clock Central. We'll be back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Devil's work. Sexually confusing young children. I call it pedo work.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
But here's Peter O'Rourke criticizing Ted Cruz for supporting a judicial nominee that doesn't want to teach three-year-old boys. They're little girls. Here it is.
He supported the nomination of a judge, Jeff Mathier, who described transgender children as part of Satan's plan, believes in conversion therapy. He supported the nomination of a judge, someone to be a judge, who'd never tried a case before, another potential judge who could not tell us whether Brown versus the Board of Education was correctly decided. From our perspective, in a state where you can be fired for being gay, I want a justice who believes in civil rights. From the perspective of a state that ranks 50th in voter turnout in the country, not by accident, by design, some people drawn out of their democracy. I want a justice who believes in voting rights.
Well, more manure. Trump judicial pick calls trans children Satan's plan. No, the actual thing is teaching three-year-olds to have hormone therapy and have their genitals cut off is Satan's plan. I've ever heard it. I mean, a pedo just rapes a kid. A leftist, a Democrat, wants to kill them in the womb if they can't, want to cut their genitals off. I guess that's why they love the Islamics so much. So it's truly, truly sickening. I wanted to point out why I call him pedo O'Rourke, but I guess it's just abort the children, kill the children. How about child murderer supporter O'Rourke? I want to hit a few more calls with Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, great analyst, here before we end this hour and start with the war room here in a second. But what do you make of this targeting of children, which they admit is a population reduction program? Since the left can't convince everybody to join all their weird sexual activities, they're just bullying our children. In the name of openness and you know, liberalism, we allow them to engage in the raping of the children's brains.
Well, I think that it's pure evil to basically sow these ideas into children's minds. Children are confused enough. I mean, some three-year-olds go through a stage where they think that they're a puppy dog. I mean, to actually put into their mind that you're not really a boy or a girl, you're the opposite, and to counter-dress them, I think that it's very sick and evil. I've seen them dressed up as little drag queens and taken to pride parades. I think that it's extremely sick and evil. And when you take a child and you twist their mind this way, then you have them put on hormones and hormone blockers pre-puberty. You're basically sterilizing them. You're wrecking their physiology. You can't undo this damage. I think it's incredibly evil. And I think that, you know, if our society recovers from this, it'll look back on this period as a very, very dark, twisted, evil period, you know, similar to the period when people were lobotomized wholesale and electroshocked.
Or blacks were injected with syphilis.
As a very evil, dark experiment, a time of great evil. And it's intended to wreck the society, I believe.
Transgenderism, a time of great evil. Absolutely, Matt Bracken, on target. Briefly, because I want to take a few calls. Look, I don't defend Saudi Arabia. We're big critics of it, but it's saying it's going to stop funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's doing all the right things so far. And then magically, this guy's killed in plain view. It's all recorded. And then my sources start saying, no, it's a false flag, just like Trump doesn't control his whole intelligence apparatus. And the whole media jumps on it and says Trump and Saudi Arabia are guilty. And now they're just, that makes me suspicious of what this really is. And then the Crown Prince comes out and says it's a rogue group within my intelligence, but I didn't authorize it. Well, why would you authorize cutting somebody up in plain view? And I'm not defending Saudi Arabia, Matt. I just, something smells here.
Yeah, I think that there's a deep state civil war going on within Saudi Arabia just as much as here. You know, there are very traditional Islamist power bases in Saudi Arabia that consider the Crown Prince to be too much of a modernizer. You know, that he's loosening up the morals of society.
And they want to mess up the Iran sanctions that are coming.
Yeah, and I'm no fan of Saudi Arabia. I personally think that the whole idea of playing real politic, you know, is a big mistake because, you know, even in World War I, the whole Lawrence of Arabia thing, that was the British just to gain some points against the Turkish Empire, which was collapsing anyway. They built up Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia. That whole Lawrence of Arabia era was when Britain backed these crazy Wahhabists. And look what it's led to for the next century.
No, I agree. So, Trump's trying to stabilize things, but you can't build castles with sand that stand up. It's a very dangerous game, but the left's trying to sabotage it to mess up his Iran deal, and so it's out of control. Let's talk to Scott in PA. He's got a great point. Release the FISA warrants, the fake documents. Release the deep state stuff before the election. Because Mueller, well, Matt, answer this first. Mueller and all them are acting like they're about to give up. I think they may be playing possum. Matt Bracken, quick response.
I think that they're just bluffing before the midterms. They don't have anything. If they had anything, it would have been leaked to the Washington Post and the New York Times, you know, the day after they had it. So I think that they're just bluffing, and I think that if Trump did it, it would work.
No, I agree, but they're acting like they know that's true. They're going to roll over. Rosenstein signaled that. Mueller is signaling that. I think they're playing possum. We'll bring something fake out.
I don't know. I think that they're petrified. Glenn Simpson is looking at prison time. McCabe is looking at prison time. They're all going to start pointing upwards and saying, I was just following orders.
You know, no, I agree. And so Mueller signifying to Rosenstein that the probe is about to be wrapped up, I think that is a big victory.
Yeah, they're all trying to unwind this and defuse this bomb with the least of them going to prison for the
sabotage. But as soon as he threatened to release the document, they did that. If he holds back, they may double track back. I think he hits them. They're dishonorable. Go ahead and hit them with everything.
It's a poker game where you want to hold your best cards for the very last. You want to see your adversary. You want to see his best hand and then finally slam down your cards on top of his. So everybody's just playing a waiting game to see who's got when Mueller plays his last cards, that's when Trump will play his final cards. Trump doesn't want to go off before the midterms because the media will make it look like he's trying to sabotage Mueller, even though Mueller's got nothing. It's a pure bluff.
No, I agree with you. Scott, go ahead. What do you think President Trump should do?
Well, first, I just want to tell you I'm sitting here wearing my We Stand With Trump InfoWars shirt. I'm wearing it, and everybody gives me compliments on it. I wear it around town all the time. And I think it's important that, we show our colors. But as far as the FISA goes, I think, I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask you about that. But bottom line is, I think Trump, no matter what the Dems do, Trump still wins. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Matt. The best cards usually held to last, but like supervillains archetypally always brag and wait too long. If you have the torpedo that blows the enemy up, I just say release it now and hammer their ass to make sure we win the midterms. I think release it all now. I don't want to just scare the hell out of them and watch them roll over. Matt?
I totally agree. The supervillain analogy is perfect. You know, they always give the guy the one more chance while the laser is crawling up the table towards his private parts. You know, do it when you've got the guy tied to the table. Do it right now. Don't give him a chance to get away. Fire that torpedo. I agree.
Scott?
Let's change Warren's name from Pocahontas to Tonto, which means foolish.
But then there's a great guy named Tonto, so we don't want to do that. But no, I absolutely hear what you're saying, and it's just crazy what a fraud she is. I mean, just on my dad's side, through his dad, I'm 6%. I don't call myself Native American. I'm proud of it. It makes me stronger, good folks. But then all the rest of my family, especially East Texas, you know, but I don't call myself Native American. This woman has not even 0.1%. She is a galactic fraud. Thank you, Scott. Man, all the callers that held, I know some of you 2 hours. That's because we can take 100 calls at once. I apologize, but it's a part of this. You call back tomorrow. In fact, if John can get all their names and numbers, we'll call them tomorrow, and they'll all, the order they held the longest, go on air first. But if John can get all their names and numbers, I'll send you all our new Tiananmen Square InfoWars shirt in the size you want, absolutely free, for holding at InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, it's a lot of work for the crew, but if people want to hold, get your free T-shirt for holding, we appreciate you. So I respect your time, but also respect the callers to give them time to talk and our guest. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, big discounts on storable food, you name it, biggest ever, because they're trying to take our payment processors to show the authoritarianism. They control the system. We're down to one payment processor right now, folks. They're trying to take that out. They're targeting it. But if you get the order through, it gets shipped to you. But now is the time to act to make sure we're provisioned into the future if it takes a while to get payment processing back up. So do it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got two new products that have no reviews yet because they just came out, Regulize Complete and others. Get the fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with iodine and colloidal silver. Super Blue, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, 50% off. It's all there. Gut Fusion's a new product. DNA Force X2 selling out the final run, but still, 50% off. Brain Force, 50% off. Now 20% more each bottle. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. Get his books, read them, and then donate them to the library. You'll reach hundreds. Matt Bracken, thanks for co-hosting with me. We'll talk to you soon. 20 days out, folks. 20 days out. Live coverage tonight, 8 o'clock Central, of the election. War Room starts now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.